Yeah, the Sugar Babes. And About You Now, here at Classic Hits. It's Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. What's the story?
What is the story, everybody? Happy Monday. If there is such a thing.
I'll
be having a good weekend. Do you see how nice and bright it is?
It is. I noticed it this morning.
Do you see? Didn't I tell you?
Clocks go forward next week.
They do indeed, yes. So it'll be, it'll be dark.
It'll be dark.
Morning,
yeah,
but sure, look, you can enjoy it while it lasts. And then it'll be bright again after that then.
Morning, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to a cracking week. Big countdown week, of course, because this Friday is when we hit Cork, the Voodoo Rooms in Cork for a big party. Countdown is on. The unveiling of sweet sausage and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, geez.
Very
we have a lot
time.
Of work to do this week, don't
a
we?
A lot of work to be done.
A lot of work.
Have you been moonlighting again? Derek and Swords has been on to say, morning, lads. How'd you get on with the rats in the Three Arena, PJ? What's that about?
I don't know what that is. They obviously thought I was still going to UB40, did they?
The rats?
Yeah, but that's a good name for UB40, isn't it?
Bit harsh.
Sure, rats. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that's about, Derek, to be honest.
If you think that I went to the gig, Derek, you're all wrong.
No.
I got to get out of jail free clause. I was on the telly instead, so thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Darcy.
Dan 2.0 checking in. JP checking in again. Is it home time? He's actually obviously not. He's not enjoying his Monday so far. He wants to know if it's home time yet.
Not yet. Not quite. No, nearly there.
What's this? Somebody else send you something in. Oh yeah, it's a little snippet of UB40 there from Steve.
No problem. You know something?
Since you missed out on it,
I have no problem listening to them today. I just, because I can get up and walk away to the lettuce or something.
Yeah.
And all I can do, and I can just put my head back and absolutely be delighted with myself for not having been
it.
For not having to listen to the half wits going on for about 3 hours or whatever they do.
And in fairness, as PJ said, he was on the television on Saturday night, Ray Darcy show, and English Ian managed to catch it. He said, morning lads, saw PJ on the box the weekend, was wondering, does Barney the dinosaur want his jumper back?
Well, isn't that now? Do you know what
from
I mean?
English Ian.
Isn't that your, that's some dig now, isn't
that's
it?
That's shocking,
first
isn't it?
Thing of a Monday
and you
morning.
Wearing the corporate colours and everything to promote the show.
I mean, in the night, you think someone would get the message even though I didn't.
Unbelievable. And in fairness, Margaret's been on there. She said you were brilliant on Ray Darcy.
Thank you, Margaret. You're lovely.
She won't be looking for you anytime soon for any wallpapering.
Well, it had to be a kick at the end of that, didn't there?
Well, just to get it in.
Yeah,
just
in fairness, she's not wrong. She's not wrong. It wasn't exactly, I didn't really know what to do with the wallpaper glue.
The wallpaper glue, in fairness. You properly pasted Darcy anyway. He didn't even get a sheet up.
Yeah.
Not a single sheet.
Well, yeah, I think he was trying to do a tidy or do something. No, he was going
ridiculous.
For craft.
Oh.
Whereas I was going for...
You were going for quantity over quality.
I was, let's be honest.
He was going for the quality, and he got neither the quality nor the quantity.
That's true, yeah.
So, you know, at least there you pinned your colours well and truly to the mast.
Yeah, or pasted them.
Or
to,
you pasted
them. Pasted them to the wall.
The case may be.
Yeah.
Greg and Ballinasloe reckons this is the Mondayest Monday ever.
Oh, Jesus, that's not a good thing. What's wrong with you?
It doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, let us know.
Morning to Sarah in Galway, saying good weekend from Rory McIlroy, won the Players' Championship. Didn't even see that. I don't see much of the golf anymore.
No.
I got rid of Sky Sports.
Yeah.
Because it was too blooming expensive. And so I don't really see the golf anymore. Chainsaw Man was on to say, great win from Limerick over the Dubs.
Yeah.
Croker, here we come.
In the hurling, that's true,
I tell you.
Apparently it was only 3 points, though. I didn't get to see the game. I thought apparently it's 3 points, which, to be fair, against the All-Ireland champions, I don't think that's a bad one.
Yeah.
You know, Limerick, they really had a team to beat. They really had a team, team on form. Of course, they're All-Ireland flipping champions. They're going around with Lee McCarthy, so they have to be the team to beat, don't they? And sort of tipped, I think, to do it again.
Right.
A lot of people saying they're going to do it again. They're just, they're young and bloody deadly, apparently. So I'm not really up on me hurling, unfortunately. I miss out on hurling, I do.
Yeah. You're kind of slipping on your GAA, to be honest with you. Ever since the bandwagon came to a bit of a stop.
Well, it hasn't come to a stop. But it's the first time in 7 years that the Dubs haven't been in the final. Give us a break. So, yeah, there was a dead rubber game. And you go, yeah, I couldn't be arsed with it. Yeah, so let's see. We'll get into the championship now again. It'll be all the same. Unbelievable. You missed one game.
And suddenly...
Suddenly,
you're a fair weather fan.
The old band, I've been going since 1977.
Oh, yeah. Well, where are you last week?
And there you go, the old bandwagon rolls to a stop. Unbelievable.
Larbard checking in. And somebody saying, actually, Sarah just saying that, Jim, that text about Rory McIlroy was from last week, was it?
No,
see,
that's
the trouble. That's the trouble with WhatsApp.
That's what happens when the old bandwagon comes to a halt.
Well,
isn't
exactly.
It? Unbelievable.
You take your wins where you can, Sarah Reid.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
True enough, yeah. Jeepers.
Speaking of wins, good set of birthdays on the way for you, Mr. G.
Yeah, happy days.
Runaway Train, Soul Asylum here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good to have you along, folks. As always, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on the old WhatsApp. You can use that number for text as well, but why would you pay for it?
Why would you pay for it,
Jay? Free and all that.
Free, so it is. Everybody's on it nowadays, aren't they? Oh, all the cool kids.
All the young people.
Who even reads a text message nowadays? I mean, seriously. Jeez.
Right, birthdays, here we go. This is going to be a good start to the week for you.
I certainly hope so. I wasn't bad last week. Now, I'm going to blow my own trumpet a little bit and say I wasn't bad last week. That I kind of took myself by surprise. There was some hits and misses all over the place.
Yeah, and these are all big hitters for you, I reckon. All of these come into your frame of reference now. You can have a proper stab at a lot of these.
Okay? Yes.
Five to choose from. Any three will do.
Any tree will do.
Exactly. I'm going to have to think of a new sort of benefit for you.
I close my eyes. That's going to be on my head for the rest of the day, though.
Going to have to think of a new benefit, a new win for you.
I like days off. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, there has to be something. Yeah,
the last days off didn't work out for you that well.
No, because you're an ass. Yeah, go on, assholes. You decided to jump on the bandwagon.
Oh my God.
And you decided to somehow talk
foul and abusive language.
Into
and it's 20 past 6.
Self, absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. And by the way, every single person I met that weekend agreed with me.
Yeah.
I just want you to know.
I even agree with you. I agree with you. It was a complete ripoff. I think you should get another day off, personally. But anyway,
oh my God.
Moving swiftly on. Right, here we go. First birthday today, PJ Gallagher. How old is Sir Elton John?
Elton John. I'm still standing like I was a candle in the wind. That's my favourite song of his. I love that song.
Oh, it's a classic, all
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Yeah. Elton John.
Yeah, I'm a rocket man. Yeah, I think he does have great music. I was still devastated when I found out that he didn't write any of the lyrics to it.
Yeah, Bernie Taupin did, yeah.
Yeah, Bernie Taupin doesn't get a look in. He must be furious about the whole thing.
Well, in fairness, I'd say Bernie Taupin's bank account probably consoles him.
But that's true.
Counts his money and things.
Yeah, but Elton John still goes. He still bounces around going, yes, my songs were this. I came up with this when I was sitting on the toilet and I had a new pair of shades by my feet.
I don't know. I mean, if you ever saw that. Did you ever see that documentary about Elton John?
No.
What was it? Diamonds and or Tantrums and Tiaras or something. Or I don't know what it was called. Anyway. But I mean, I'd say Bernie Taupin is looking at that going, I'm kind of glad I'm just in the background now, to be honest.
Yeah, although you don't have to be a cranky old whore, you know what I mean? That's just Mr. John's choice.
Yeah.
If that is his real name.
Booking in gigs for 2030.
Yeah, what a chancer. What a chancer. Oh, don't even get me started on his world tour.
Yeah.
His goodbye world tour, which goes on until he's like 80 years old.
His goodbye world tour is literally playing a gig in everybody's house.
It is, yeah.
Coming to you.
Until he dies.
Yeah. Do you mean our town? No, you.
You.
Coming to
you
soon.
Unfortunately, it's going to cost you 6,000 euros. I gotta say he's like 71.
Oh, not a bad effort. 72. 72.
Fart, anyway.
Right, okay. Back to your childhood. Did you like Starsky and Hutch?
I loved it.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
Who was your favourite, Starsky or Hutch?
Starsky.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And it's his birthday today.
Oh, go on.
Michael Glazer.
Oh, I love that.
Played Starsky, who was, of course, the coolest of Starsky
and Hutch. Yeah, the other fella, the blondie lad, wasn't as cool. Like,
yeah,
you
David
know.
Soul, yeah, no. Yeah.
But he's the one that went on to do many other things.
Yeah,
he
sings songs and all that.
Would you feck off with your singing? There's nothing worse, is there, than someone that's, they're in a great TV show or they're in a great whatever, and you get to know them and you think, and then all of a sudden they sort of go, did you know I also sing? You're like, oh my God, you tosser.
No, yeah.
It's like when someone turns up at a party with a guitar, you're like, if you play it, I'm going to stick it in your arse now. That's just bad manners. You know what I mean? We're all having a laugh and then someone, hey, can you be quiet? Derek's going to sing a song.
Yeah, when you start getting shushed.
Oh. And then for a really bad version of, today is going to be the day that I'm going to bring it back to you. By now, I should have somehow. Yeah. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is terrible. They say there is a secret chord. Jesus played and it pleased the Lord. You're like, oh my God.
The classics, rolling out the classics.
Yeah, and there's always songs, oh, they're brutal. Anyway, I'm going to say.
So, Starsky.
He's in his 70s as well. I'm going to say he's 73.
Ah, 76.
Ah.
76. Oh. But you can redeem yourself because the last three.
On trumpet.
The last three, in fairness, are the ones that I would have said I'd hold out most hope for you getting.
Okay.
Because only the lady from your favourite TV show of all time.
What?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Ah, go on now, Sarah. I don't know if that's my favourite of all time.
Yes,
but yes
it
I
is.
Am.
You said it was. You loved the girls from Sex and the City. That's what you said.
People literally put words in your mouth. This is like being in a crappy courtroom drama every day. You know that? It really is. I do love the girls. I was a big Sex and the City... Sex and the City San. I was a big Sex and the City San. I was.
See,
I love Sex and the City.
Oh, was it... It was Sex and the City, not Desperate Housewives.
No, that was Sex and the City. Housewives came after.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what you were a fan of.
It was. Well, I like both of them now, let's be honest. I thought they were both very good.
Yeah.
Tremendous television.
Yeah.
You know, you got
the way you said it was, Sex and the City was your favourite show of all time.
Yeah.
And Cheers was second.
Well, you're definitely Sarah Jessica Parker, her character in real life.
Quite a long face.
Yeah, well, because you're just, you know, you're very annoying when it comes. I got to say that. She is now... Oh, this is hard. That show was 20 years ago. More than 20, 25 years ago. Oh my God, when I think of it.
Is it that long ago, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, oh, it definitely is. Oh my God, is she like 62 or something?
She's 54.
Oh, yeah, right, okay, it was a bit off. She was very young when she was there.
Yeah.
Very hard to count the wrinkles when your head is that long. You know, when your chin goes from your knee all the way up to the... Over your shoulders.
Yeah. To be fair, she's kind of... Yeah. I would have thought she was older now that you mentioned it. But anyway, 54 apparently.
She's the Jimmy Hill of of Hollywood acting.
she's the Bruce Forsyth of the girls. Right.
That's what okay. That's my favourite episode of Sex and the City when they catch her with your man. And she goes, what's going on? And she goes, nice to see you. To see you, nice.
Yeah, cracking episode that was. Right, the chance to redeem yourself.
Higher than a Derek.
Because you love your boxing.
I do, eh? Oh, it was amazing for you over the weekend. Oh my God, did you see it?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, Vladimir Klitschko.
That shut me up, didn't it? Vladimir Klitschko. Who?
Ukrainian boxer, former world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, he's in his
30s. Or is he current? Now, this is Vladimir we're looking at.
Right.
So he's not in his 30s.
Oh, right.
What?
I don't know. I know who he is then.
What do you mean?
Huh?
There's two of them, isn't there? There's Vladimir and what's the other one called?
Oh, I thought it was just Vladimir Klitschko. Who's the other one?
Isn't there two Klitschkos?
You're thinking of Gorbachev or something like that.
Isn't there two Klitschko brothers? Two boxers?
It's news to me.
Are you serious?
It's two Klitschkos.
Yeah.
Are you mad? Are you doing a Desperate Housewives and Sex and the City with the same show thing again?
Maybe I'm wrong.
I have the rashers now who we're talking about.
Right.
So the person we're talking about is either in their 40s or they're a teenager.
They're in their 40s.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for 42 then.
43.
For fuck's sake. This is the worst morning ever. I feel like I'm having a mental breakdown this morning.
Right. And your last shot at redeeming yourself... is a lady who is a very good friend of yours, was in this very studio not 2 weeks ago. Deirdre O'Kane.
Ah, finishing on a high note. Deirdre O'Kane is 51.
Yeah!
Go on, Deirdre O'Kane, get me out of the hole. Fair play to you, Deirdre O'Kane.
Well done. One right there.
Much love, Deirdre. Much love indeed. I hope you and the Klitschko brothers have a great time.
Classic hits. And that's your news at Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one, Tara, 6:33. How are you this morning?
Good form.
Good stuff. Good to see you. Good weekend.
Yeah, it was a nice weekend. Very relaxing. Got subtle sleep last night, though. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
What's that about? I may nod off at some point in proceedings.
Right. That's all right, though.
Any particular reason why you didn't get sleep, was it?
No, I don't know. No idea whatsoever. Just couldn't sleep. Just one of those nights tossing and turning.
Fart to that, anyway.
Oh, of course, until the point in time when the alarm's about to go off.
Oh, of course, an hour before your alarm.
Gone.
That's the best hour ever.
You go into borderline coma at that stage.
And then wake up with a fright. You're like, I can't believe it.
So you might need to give me a prod every once in a while during the course of this morning. Any matchsticks to keep the eyes open would be appreciated.
We better plug in Tara's chair.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of nice, actually.
Plug it in. The old electric. Give her a dart there, PJ. if you don't mind, I'll take that
next.
Back. I'll take that back. Dear Lord. Bill Withers, lovely day here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Original head of theirs.
Oh,
and I love you, baby. Era classic hits. Sorry about that. You see what I looked at?
Sorry, Jim.
Trying to calm these people down.
Jim McCabe is telling us dirty jokes and all when Bill Withers is doing his thing. And now we're all silly. And that's what's after happening there.
Shocking. Then. Ridiculous, Carol.
Oh, that's very ridiculous. Silly.
Almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, as always, if you want to give us a shout. Antoinette's been on to say, morning, lads. CSI Saturday was hilarious, especially about Michelle De Bruyne. Still laughing. We had a good crack, actually.
We did, yeah. But we figured out that
she was multi-talented at lots of sports.
And the horse, Waterford Crystal, was drinking the water out of the pool when she was finished. I think that's what we figured out about it.
Yeah. It was something along those lines.
Yeah, so that's why the both of them they're unbelievable. They're still able to fly, the two of them.
It's brilliant. Fair play to them. What talents. Morning, lads. Just leaving Kilrush, heading to Limerick for work. Can you play something lively? It's very early.
We can do.
Inés and Sonia, have a great day. Yeah, we can bash something out. Lively do you want to go?
Depends. Do a bit of Pink. You can't go wrong.
Bit of Pink, all right.
You can't go wrong. She's lively. At least I think she is.
By the way, Vitaly is the other brother, the Klitschko brother. Vladimir and Vitaly.
Right. I thought it was the same.
I thought you were a boxing fan.
Well, I thought it was as well. Apparently, I don't know what I'm on about. But so that's what's new about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair point. Sylvia, the crazy dog lady, has been on to wish us a happy Monday. Said, good to have us along on our long journey as always. Good to have you with us.
Good to have you with us. We're nothing without you. Thanks very much, Sylvia. It's lovely to know you.
Yeah. Somebody's texted in 66. I have no idea what that is.
66?
Yeah. They've just texted in 66.
Hold on. I'm old. Jeepers. Look at that. I've got your woman, Helena, now from the Niall Byrne Show's email is open here.
Oh, you could work wonders with that.
I could get into all sorts of trouble now. Sending emails to Niall Boylan. Retirement ones and all.
Dan in Cork was on to say, well, PJ, great to see you and the fairy hair tash beat Ray at the wallpaper challenge on Saturday night.
It's ridiculous. I know it is. Yeah. Well, look, I'll tell you what
I did enjoy. Your remark about you looking like a circus strongman.
A failed circus strongman, yeah.
Because you in the gym, covered in tats.
Covered in tats.
With your very unique mustache.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to do bicep curls.
All you need is that, you know, those weird loincloths they used to wear.
I know, yeah. That's it, isn't it?
A loincloth leotard.
It's ridiculous doing bicep curls, and my bicep is about the same size as my wrist. My wrist goes all the way up to my neck.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And Jay on the Moon saying good morning. Also, Happy Cart's been on. And hi to John in Limerick. Listen to us in Mumbai this week.
Yeah.
Good God.
God, that's brilliant. That's fantastic. I saw a movie over the weekend, by the way, set in India, called Lion. Have you seen it on Netflix? It's absolutely fantastic. Oh my God, it's so good. Nicole Kidman's in it and everything.
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's really, really good, yeah. Thanks for reminding me of India. So there you go.
What's it called?
Lion. L-I-O-N. As in.
Oh, right.
Because I know the way I sound like...
Is that the one where she sort of mentors a... is it that one, no?
She adopts two Indian boys.
Oh no, then it's not the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, it's very good. Very good movie. One of the best movies I've seen in ages, actually. Collie and the Arnold Lives told me to have a look at it, and I had a look. It was brilliant.
I think that's on Netflix at the moment.
It is. It's a Netflix movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the job.
Right. Anyway, listen, what have we got for you today? Buckets going on. The big news, of course, is that there is no Double Money Monday.
There's no Double Money Monday. There's no Who the Man. But what is happening, we're going to bring something new back again.
Yeah. Not just yet.
New again. We're going to bring something new back again. There you go. That's the type of logic you get in this show and no other. I want to just let you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well done.
Yeah. So not yet, but soon and new and again.
It's good the way we made big news out of the fact that something is not happening.
Yeah, talk about reversing your life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
big
like
news today is no.
Do you know what we sound like? You feel sound like that when you know when you catch a kid lying and you walk in, something's broken in the room, and you're like, did you do that? Kid, yeah, oh. Do you know, I'm going to tell you what happened. Right?
Yeah.
And you're going, okay, now. No, you're not going to believe.
You probably won't believe it.
Now, but there was a dog and a bat, and the window was open, and I came in, and the bat was speaking to the dog. I don't know what they were saying. It was Spanish. And then the dog, he threw the vase at the bat because he got a fright, and then he ran out the window.
Yeah.
And I said, I have to get rid of this bat or my ma'll kill me. So I got the poker and smashed everything in the room. Until the bat left.
And that's what happened.
And that is what happened. That's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you the truth.
So, Now I've completely forgot what is actually happening.
Well, neither do I. Don't know. What's the point?
What do you mean? Well, you certainly didn't forget. You didn't know to be
If you're listening to this show and you're wondering what's coming up in the show later today, here's what's happening. There's a dog and a bat.
Yeah, a little taste of the 70s, Frankie Valli and Grease here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 5 to 7 just ahead of that pink and who knew. Tomás is looking for a bit of help.
Oh, no.
In Galway. Apparently he always loses us in and around Athlone on his drive.
Oh, there's nothing
Galway
we can do about that, unfortunately, Tomás.
So, well, is there anybody out there who's around the Athlone area who knows what frequency Tomás can use?
I don't think there is.
What about the app? Maybe you could do
the
it
app.
The app
is the only way. Yeah, if you listen to the app, you'll get us no problem. But the closer you go inland, the more likely you are to lose us. We don't do the middle of Ireland for some reason. Yeah. So we do Galway, Cork, Limerick, Clare, Dublin.
Surrounding
communes
areas.
But that bit in the middle, we don't do the bit in the middle.
Yes.
Because the frequency sort of changes over.
We need to start a campaign.
We do, yeah.
Because at the moment we're a bit like Shaw's, almost nationwide.
Almost nationwide, yeah.
We need to go full. Full on. We need to roll out this campaign.
But don't worry, you can definitely sort it out because there's someone that listening to us in Mumbai this morning. So if you can do it in Mumbai, you can definitely do it in Athlone.
Very true.
So I'd say the app is your best way to go.
Right, on the way out to 7 o'clock, PJ thinks he's found a new job for Mike.
I think I do have a job for Mike, yeah.
Whether Mike wants a new job or not, immaterial.
Ah, we should get rid of him.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 25th of March, 7:10. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully you had a cracking weekend. It was all good, whatever you got up to.
Absolutely.
It wasn't too bad. Sure it wasn't over the weekend.
No, yesterday was beautiful. Yeah. I mean, it was a bit windy in spots, but geez, it was unbelievable.
And you were out and about.
I was out and about,
because you were walking the pier.
I was walking the pier. How do you know I was walking the pier?
Oh, I'll tell you something.
How do you know I was walking through sniggledy snake pants?
I'll tell you how I know, because somebody has texted here to say, "Hi PJ, seen you on the pier in Dunleary yesterday, but I was too nervous to ask for a photo."
Gee, you were one of the only ones that was. There was a load of people coming up. One fella even offered me an ice cream, fair play to him.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. Never be too nervous to say hello to me, sure. I'm always looking. I love small talk.
Loads of people were coming up to you, were they?
Yeah, they were, yeah. Yeah, loads of people yesterday, yeah. Not a great old chat.
And was it to say, like, you know, checking that you were all right or whatever with the tash and everything?
You know, they were saying, it must be hard going into work with those pair of jackasses every day. That was what most people were saying. It must be hard. How do you survive? I says, I do my best. You know what I mean?
And also,
is it being the figure of fun and ridicule is hard for 4 days?
So,
5 days a week.
Adrienne has been on as well to say that she listens every morning but has never texted before. But she thought you were looking good on Ray Darcy on Saturday night.
Well, thank you very much. I know that that's not exactly true with me little furry face, but I was doing my best. You know what I mean?
Very good.
So there you go. By the way, there's only one story that we have to talk about with the week that's been in it. The John Delaney FAI scandal.
Yeah.
After the match that was on and the bit of crack and John Delaney and all of that story.
By the way, I don't want to be known as just a host of the show anymore. I want to be known as executive.
Chief executive. Executive
vice chairman, whatever. What's the rest of his thing?
It's a bit like the real IRA and the not real IRA, and I can't believe it's not the IRA. It's a bit like one of them. Yeah. So he was something like chief executive in command, and now he's the executive in command chief. You know, it changed. It was so ridiculous. He really is the Bertie Ahern of football. And we thought it was
the
Bertie
Bowl.
Man. It's the Delaney Bowl. It's just unbelievable. It's a great bit of scandal. It's a Netflix special waiting to happen, let's be quite honest about it.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's loads of people in on it. I can't wait to see where it goes from here.
Think this has the potential to turn into an Icarus or something, do you?
Oh, we do!
Yeah.
Oh, we do! And it'll probably start, you can imagine the documentary, right? It's going to start with the Gibraltar game last week when the lads running around and their numbers and names are peeling off their shirts. Do you know the way that was happening?
It'd be all that. Gibraltar last year.
And then there'll be shots back to remember when Richard Dunn was playing and the number was written in marker on his back. And it'll be all the time, we didn't know how much money was going to the association. It'll be one of those. It'll start.
Why is Prince Charles doing the narration on it?
Oh, I think he does them all on Netflix. I think he does them all.
Yeah.
But isn't it unbelievable?
I'll tell you something.
And the fact that it was Grania showing his gaff and all. Like, isn't it amazing?
What's Grania showing his gaff?
What do you mean?
What? I missed that bit. Tell me that bit.
The house John Delaney was living in that the FAI were paying the rent to was owned by Grania showing.
The one in Rocky Valley in
I don't know what she's in
Kilmac.
Huh?
Where is it, that one?
In whatever house in Wicklow that he's living in. That's Granny Shoiga's house.
So John Delaney's been living down the road from Narnia.
Yeah, of course he is. God, no wonder he's living a life of fantasy and expectation, yeah.
Ah, here. I mean, if I'd have known that, I'd have cozied up to him and become his mate.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Because, I mean,
missed the trick.
I have absolutely no problem being a complete turncoat if it's to my benefit.
Look at this. Isn't this unbelievable? I mean, it's a terrible thing. Jim McCabe is the John Delaney of classic hits, is basically what he's telling us. I mean, the Bertie Ahern of classic hits.
If you're talking about free tickets and executive travel and all that, I have no problem absolutely turning coat.
Well,
I didn't realise that. So he lived down there and beside, the other bloke that lives in there, famous, the gardener fella. That has the funny way of speaking.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Dermot, what's his name? Gavin, is it? Dermot Gavin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dermot Gavin, Daniel Day-Lewis, John Delaney and Jim McCabe. They all live up there in the hills together. But that's
all living in Grania Shoga's gas.
Yeah, all in
Grania. That's the worst episode of Big Brother ever.
It's the best episode. That's the best episode. Man. So it's just mad how it all ties in. It's such a uniquely Irish story. It's fantastic. It's like the old sort of Fianna Fáil days when you're looking back on this, the FAI. And it's just amazing that he's managed to create this sort of myth around himself within the FAI. And he said the IRA, that's definitely, he's not involved in that.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
In the FAI, or as Yvonne's mam called it the other day, the FBI. See, the FBI were paying for his house.
This is a rumour start, isn't it?
It's a bit like when your man thought you joined the INLA.
Yeah, instead of the RNLI. Yeah. No. This is a rumour start, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So now you're going to have people listening to us today. You're not going to believe it. Grania Shoiga was running a safe house for the FBI. And John Delaney, he was living in it. Yeah. And you know, them Irish passport. You know why all the fellas in the Irish team have English accents? Because they're on the run. And they got passports. And they knew that if they were playing for Ireland, no one would ever hear from them again.
Oh, dear.
So there you go. It's just been an amazing bit of scandal. I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
There will be. There's bound to be a journal on the case. Like, there's bound to be somebody who's been kind of cracking on about this for ages or whatever, in the way that, say, Paul Kimmage
there
was.
There is, you're
about
the Sunday Times.
About the cycling stuff and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Who was in the Times?
It was, I can't remember the journalist's name, it's terrible.
Who?
Mark Toy. Well, right. He uncovered the whole thing. And of course, they tried to get an injunction to make sure that the information wouldn't come out. So that always makes the information even more juicy, doesn't it? When you know someone, make sure to stop the information. You want to hear it more and more. The Streisand effect, it's called now, because she started it, the whole court injunction thing.
Is that what it's called?
It's called the Streisand effect, yeah. The more you fight something, the more popular it gets, you know.
I just can't wait anyway till they start getting the opinions of, you know, because they're bound to ask opinions of people who are obviously have been associated with the team. So obviously Nick McCarthy's going to be asked and he'll be having to say, I don't really care. To be honest,
yeah.
I don't really
care. They're the people that you don't want to hear too much from. Because
Roy will have something to say about it.
I knew he was.
Yeah. So I gave him loads of money. He was always hitting me for pocket money. I used to give him a few. I wasn't allowed in unless I gave him a packet of sweets every time. Yeah, I know, yeah. But they're not the people you want to hear from, really, because like that, you're right. Mick McCarthy and stuff, they'll just, it'll be the party line.
Absolutely.
Or it'll be the sort of,
well, it's not my job, my job is playing football, getting my team ready, and all that. And I wouldn't know.
Why is Scary Spice having an opinion on it? What's that about?
My job is to get the team ready. I don't care about John Delaney. I just want to play football and get results. My mission's to get into the Euros.
So there'll be all that. So the people you want to hear from is, like, hopefully now Tuesday somebody has the wherewithal to get a microphone and the camera and talk to the fans on the street going to the Georgia game. Because that's where you're going to get the comedy gold.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to get all the mad conspiracy theories.
It'd be brilliant if it turns into, like, an Irish version of Arsenal Fan TV.
I'd love that. That's exactly what
you
want.
He's been ripping us off, blood.
Yeah, yeah. Honest. I don't know where the money's coming from. This is unbelievable. Yeah, it's going to be great, Crack. So watch this space, isn't it? It's going to be brilliant fun.
Fantastic. And you thought the children's hospital was going to be the end of it.
Anyway, we better be careful. Because imagine.
What happens if we need a ticket?
Oh, I think we just ruined that now. I have my season ticket anyway, so you can use mine if you want.
Just want to say I am available to become a turncoat if...
He's unbelievable.
You have a season ticket, do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh my God. So you literally waited till... Ireland had their worst ever
This is
team.
What's going to happen now. Watch this, Mike. I'm going to lose my season ticket, get sued by the FAI for mounting, and they're going to give him a season ticket and tell him fair play to you for sticking
what
up.
What do you say, give me a season ticket? They're going to make me the chief executive.
Turncoat McCabe. He's going to be dressed as a mascot's uniform on the pitch waiting to see on Tuesday.
Yeah, there she goes. The lads here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We were just talking there about who potentially could get the gig. Now that John Delaney is
he's moving aside or whatever.
So who's in line for you know, to be the next chief executive?
There'll be no shortage of applicants if the wages stay the same, that's for sure.
Bertie is going to come
Bertie
out of retirement.
Bertie definitely in there, yeah. I'd say Charlie Haughey would love a go if he was still around.
Lance Armstrong. Rumoured to be very interested.
I'd say he'd love a shot of it.
He'd love a shot of it. There's a number of former dictators. of small countries around the world.
Apparently, Robert Mugabe. Yeah, he's a big interest in football.
He's got he feels he's qualified.
He'd love
for
a
the
shot.
Gig.
He says he knows. He says he has exactly what it takes for the job. And most importantly, written on his CV.
I have a very specific set of skills.
Yeah, he says he's definitely not a team player. So he seems to have all the things going.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp, whatever's going on for you today. Speaking of jobs, PJ has discovered one for Magic Mike. We're going to get to that a little bit later on.
Yeah, see, I think I have the perfect job for Magic Mike. I think he'd love it.
I think it's the perfect storm of... talk about a skill set.
Yes, I tell you something. Because Magic Mike, as we all know, he is quite hip and with it. He's a bit of a hipster.
Yeah.
But he's also the nerdiest man alive. you know, they kind of go side by side.
We found the perfect combination for that skill set.
I think we have.
Worth sticking around for that. That's on the way. Guaranteed Irish, the hottest flowers. Don't go here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 25 to 8 on this Monday. A lot of people wondering about who the man will reveal who it was if you did miss out very shortly indeed. But we had a big winner on Friday.
I can't believe we got it right. You like, we kind of knew who it was going to be just before it was announced, right?
In fairness, the clues were pretty much...
They were pretty much giveaway stuff,
to be perfectly honest.
He has to do that, doesn't he? He has to say, I was pretty much a giveaway. He had to stake that in, didn't he? He can't give you anything. He can't go, I'm delighted. Delighted for you, PJ. No way. well done, PJ. Yes, it was a giveaway. You got it right. Anyone could have done it. Congratulations. Glad you're
I didn't
up to speed
mean it like that.
With the rest of the people.
It was just a way of complimenting Mike on his clues. They were very, you know, they were very accurate.
Oh, great, so thank you. Yeah, so great. So can't believe I knew who it was. Congratulations, Mike. Even your clues were so good, even this tick knew who it was.
I did not say that.
That was the insinuation.
That was the insinuation
behind it. I tell you something. Unbelievable. You just have to put me off my breakfast.
Look. I've got to say hello to somebody. It's somebody's
birthday
today.
You might as well. Look, I'm getting out, trying to get out of it. I'm in the middle of something, PJ, if you don't mind. I'm trying to talk to somebody over here.
Cara Byrne, happy 18th birthday. Your dad, Alan's been on to say it's your birthday today. Apparently, they're going out for dinner and a little cocktail.
Yes,
later on.
Well done to your dad, Cara, for remembering it was your birthday. He must be the best dad ever. Because as we know, your birthday, it's not really about you. It's about the people around you who told you it was.
Unbelievable.
Happy birthday, Cara. I hope you have a great one.
Have a good day. Right, so
we're all proud of you, Cara. Even though some of us would like to pretend it's about your father.
Listen, we did say that we had found, not that we'd ever lose Magic Mike, of course.
Yeah,
but if he wants to do a bit of double jobbing,
yes,
we have found a gig that we think is absolutely tailor-made for Magical Michael.
I'm telling you something, this is my, because people that don't know Mike will not know that maybe he's the biggest nerd in the world, apart from being hipster Mike.
Yeah.
He actually has this hidden, huge uber nerd inside him. And what they don't know is he used to be a plane spotter.
Yeah.
He used to go...
Which I have to say, now that it's been revealed, I'm a little bit embarrassed. I don't know how he got on the show.
He used to be Maffert, hiding around the back of the airport with the binoculars and all.
Yeah, with his anorak done right the way up to the top of his neck.
Yeah, all the registration plates and all.
Yeah.
Registration plates.
Yeah. He was a great man. Yeah. He used to time them and everything.
As if there's registration plates on the plane. Whatever it is. The numbers on the side of them. I don't know. He'd be writing them down and all. But the guards are now looking for people like you, Mike. Because they wanted... You know all the drone scares that have been happening? So there was one in, of course, the famous one in Gatwick over in London. Wasn't it Gatwick or Stansted? And then there was another one, a scare about it happening in Dublin.
Yeah.
So now they're basically putting a call out to the wildlife, the nerds around the airport. And they're saying, we need your help to spot these drones. So they're looking to recruit super nerds to help them find drones, see if their drones are coming into the airspace, see if they're going to sort of wreak havoc.
That'd be amazing.
Which is great because it gives the nerdy lads something to be focused on apart from their little notebooks, you know?
Yeah.
So someone like Mike...
Well, it makes them feel like they're useful to society.
It does.
To be fair, train spotters and plane spotters and stuff like that probably haven't felt ever in their lives.
I will. There's something sort of lovely about the throwback to it, though, isn't there? Like, in the age of internet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the age of... Where, you know, Netflix, where you're constantly entertained within the walls of your own house, that there's still a magic mic somewhere with a notebook and pen and a telescope or a little bit of binoculars.
I saw the DC-10 come in there on the 842.
What a day that was.
It was amazing.
Saw the DC-10 five times, actually, over and back to London. Busy day.
Have you ever seen the Dakota, though?
I haven't been so lucky.
Well, I have.
I believe it's bringing in some people from Tenerife next week. I'm gonna, you know, it's brilliant. It's a fantastic way to spend your time. So there you go. So, of course, February 21st it was that the operations came to a standstill for a half an hour in the airport. And they got together and said, what can we do? We can recruit these heads. So, and Garda Síochána would like you to take this opportunity, it says, to invite you to play your part. It's like a recruiting sort of a statement, isn't it? You know, Ireland needs you to fight the Kaiser sort of thing.
Will you get a uniform or whatever?
Oh, that'd be amazing. That's what they should definitely
Some lad walks up to you around the airport and goes, sorry, drone patrol. Can you explain your reasons for being here?
Yeah. I mean, they'll be going up to lads with bags of cans and all. What are you talking about? We didn't even know the airport was there. Beyond that. So the statement reads kind of like it's a call to action.
Yeah.
So Gareth, you can...
let's just see now. PG is going to read the statement. Let's see if this gets
your
juices flowing.
Yeah,
this might get his juices flowing now. He could get all excited about
it. Okay, well, I read you the statement.
Yeah, he probably thinks you're going to get a cape and everything with this.
Okay, it says, as I am sure you are aware, illegally operated drones around the airfield and the flight of paths pose extreme danger to aircraft and to the operation of the airport itself. And Garda Síochána would like to take this opportunity to invite you to play your part and help us protect your travelling public and keep Dublin Airport a safe place to travel to and from. We're asking for you to report any sightings of drones around the airfield and to call 999 immediately. We would be grateful if you could report with what direction the drone came from. Oh my God, they're going to be with their compasses and everything. And if you were able to take a picture of it, this will help identify it in the event of a criminal investigation.
Could end up in court.
I accept the challenge.
He's on. He's on.
By the way, you're saying I used to be a plane spotter. I was only out there a few weeks ago.
Oh, you still do it?
Yeah, yeah. I have a new generation coming up now as a plane spotter. I take my little one out there.
Oh my God. Yeah.
He's
amazing.
Turns out she's not that interested in it.
I wonder what that is.
That's a good sign. That's a sign she might actually have a personality.
Oh, harsh.
Oh, I'll tell you something.
What's your favourite? What's your plane spotting moment?
Mike is in court going, so Mike... Hogan, you were there on the day the drone was spotted. Yes, Mike Hogan, leader of Poo Patrol and Drone Watch Ireland.
Yeah. You may know me from such campaigns as...
My favourite plane spotting moment.
Yeah.
Saw the Concorde coming in.
Wow.
That's a biggie.
Have
you had conversations with other plane spotters?
There were loads there. It was packed that day.
Was it? Right.
Do you know where the plane spotting place is?
I do know where it is.
And then saw 747 Qantas one time, and it was beautiful. It was all in a particular design that was for an anniversary. Yeah,
yeah.
Other than that, no, just the usuals.
Right. So you haven't had any particularly rare one?
Well, the Concorde. Concorde, I suppose. Not good enough?
Yeah, that's pretty rare. Yeah, pretty rare. They don't fly anymore at all. Yeah.
Yeah. That's... Some of the cargo ones that came in over the years, sort of once offs. But other than that, no, not the major.
Right.
I'll tell you something. I don't know how we didn't get into it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just think there was me sitting in the house in comfort watching football instead. Unbelievable.
That's amazing. Yeah. All the years we've wasted.
Do you think it's amazing? You have your scanner, you hear the airport control to the control tower to the pilot, and then you see the plane coming in.
Yeah, I don't have a scanner and I don't have any of those equipment. What I do have, though, is quite a good social life.
Yeah.
So I think... I might stick to that one for a little while. But if I'm ever at a loose end, at least I can go around the back of the airport. And sure, if I don't meet lads spotting planes, there's probably a few people dog and I can bump into what goes on around.
Classic Hits.
Destiny's Child, Independent Women here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 10 to 8 on this Monday. Good to have you along. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Much appreciated. If you were hanging out on the basis of having a go at Who the Man this morning and hoping maybe for a Double Money Monday, you're out of luck.
You're out of luck, yeah, it's gone. Who the Man was one, of course. Was the one on Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, so Friday, there you go, so it was one. 1,340 quid was the pot, and it was nicked. And the will we say who it was yet?
Well, I tell you what, if you did miss out on Friday, this is what actually happened.
Right, John, we better give you a stab at it. So, who do you think it is?
I think it's Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell.
The
right, well,
ah,
I tell you what.
Right, I get it now.
I came to that conclusion myself yesterday. So, unfortunately, John, I'd say we're both on a losing battle. But we'll put it over to Mike. What do you reckon, Mike? Mario Lopez.
John Gillan in Galway. You're dead right.
No yeah! way!
Yay!
Wow! Oh, my God. I can't believe it. That means PJ Gallagher would have been right. That's an even bigger shock.
John, as if miracles wouldn't happen.
That's incredible. Well done, John.
Thank you.
Yep, that was John Gillan from Galway winning himself €1,340. Mario Lopez. What was his character name in Saved by the Bell?
Oh.
AC Slater.
That's it. Yeah, so there you go. It was. I can't believe it. Like I said there, I can't believe I was right. You were right. We were all right.
It was great.
So I went there. So €1,340 quid. It's a gone. Yeah, but we will start a new game soon.
Yeah.
An old classic is coming back.
It's the return of an old favourite, all right. I think it's Friday. Is Friday the plan? Friday we're going to roll it out. We'll give you the first shot at us. There'll be more cash up for grabs. That's the good news.
Yes, yeah, so now we have to argue for a nice pot to get us started, don't we?
Yeah.
That might not end well. We will all be throwing in a few fivers, we?
Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, 25th of March. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Do tell a friend. Big countdown on at the moment, of course, heading towards Friday and our next big listener party at the Voodoo Rooms in Cork.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll give you more details very soon because there might still be a chance of you blagging yourself a ticket, but more on that in a few minutes' time because in the meantime, we have to tell you about something, well, which really, I know there's kind of spooky music in the background, but it's good news, isn't it?
It's good news for the Brits, yeah. No need to worry.
Europe has been saved.
Europe was, I suppose, not in as much danger as Britain was. So Britain has been saved. Yeah, the Brexit disaster, the conundrum, it's all over. Theresa May will not have to go back and ask for a third shot at her deal. No, because Uri Geller has told the Prime Minister he is telepathically stopping all of this nonsense. That's it. He's stepping in. You've heard it on the news. It's not just us. Tara's been covering it all morning.
Yeah.
It was in some of the Sunday papers. And he said he's going to telepathically stop Brexit. And he also said, and is quoted to say, and believe me, I am capable of executing it. So there you go. He's putting it up to her. He says he doesn't believe that the majority of people in Britain want Brexit, in spite of the results of the referendum. And he is now going to stop it. He says, Britain, I love you very much, but I will not allow you to lead it into Brexit. As much as I admire you, Theresa May, he says, I will stop you telepathically from doing it. And I am capable of executing this. But that's not where the threats end. No, not at all. He also says his psychic meddling has stopped Jeremy Corbyn from ever getting the keys to number 10. He says that that's him. And he'll keep doing that as well. So Jeremy Corbyn won't be going in there.
Right.
He says he'll somehow manage to keep the Tories in power, Jeremy Corbyn away, and Brexit, he's going to stop Brexit. So this is what he's doing. I tell you something, for a spoonbender, he really is a very influential spoonbender. He also says, if you think it's nonsense, well, why then does the CIA, MI5, and the Israeli intelligence agency Mossad, why have they validated his power? Well, he said, you see, this is it now, isn't it? This is more of it. He said they have. Most of us would say those things and people would go, this fella needs a bit of looking after, really, doesn't he? But he's allowed to say it. He's famous for bending spoons. Let's be quite honest with it. And hanging around with Michael Jackson. Another thing you probably shouldn't have been doing looking back on it. Right? These are things he's famous for. And now he says he's going to influence Brexit. I just don't think it's really that big a possibility. You know that there's really a trouble in Brexit. You know what, Brexit has gotten really, really bad, right? You know there's no coming back from it. When you finally resorted to getting a spoon bender to send you messages telepathically. Yeah. You start going, right, we're in serious trouble now. If ever Theresa May's bells should be ringing, it's right now.
So he's putting it out there, is he, with the power of his mind?
Yeah, not to worry.
So does it say how he's going to do it? No, just everybody's suddenly going to wake up and go, my God, I just had a strange brainwave that came to me that I shouldn't vote for Brexit at all.
Yeah.
I should go back.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to happen, isn't it?
I really don't know. I guess I don't know. I don't even... There's not even going to be a referendum. How does that matter? I think he's going to somehow think so much about it and send out that much negative energy.
It's going to turn into, you know, the way there's always those doomsday cults. Doomsday.
Yeah.
Where somebody says, oh, the world is ending tomorrow. And then it doesn't end and they go, ah, yes, no, what I meant by that was...
Yeah, ah, you thought I meant tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I meant... Yeah. Oh, yeah, but
I meant the end of the world as
we
know it.
You think too literally, you fool. You know, it's that sort of nonsense.
The world has changed fundamentally. Yeah. I meant the old world had ended.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we're in the new world
I meant
now.
Figuratively speaking. You didn't think I meant everyone was going to die, did you? He's like, what, you know what he's like? He's like those young lads, like we all were. You know when your dad go out or something? He'd go down to the pub and think, I'm going to wash the car for him.
Right.
And you go out and he comes back and it's worse than it ever was. You've managed to scratch and scratch and put muck all over it and then scratched I love you daddy into the bonnet. And then your dad comes home and he realises he has a bigger problem than he ever had. Like, these are one of these things. Uri, mind your own business. Stay out of it. Because you do know people will think he's serious and follow him up the road of nonsense.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of those. Like, you think to yourself, Uri, you really can't do any of these things, can you?
I assume it means that he's not getting much work at the moment.
Well, he's living over in Israel now. Like, he's been there for ages. He's sort of retired.
So there's no demand for spoon bending anymore, so he's decided.
But the thing is, he's was kind of found out with most of his things. Like,
that's
the spoon
what he thought
bending
as well.
Do you remember they gave him the spoons? When they presented him with their own spoons and he wouldn't do it because he says his psychological powers that day were very tired, he said. Remember that?
Tired?
Yeah. And then there was the watch thing. Do you remember he used to make you hold the watch and you had to shake it in the air and go, work! Work! And if you shook it enough times, and what we realised was that's how chronograph watches work, was with movement. You know that way. And since the battery watch is now more popular, he doesn't do that trick anymore. So that's gone.
Yeah.
Right? So that happened. And then he can't go around telling us that he was Michael Jackson's buddy anymore because, you know.
Yeah, well, that's not something you say anymore.
It's not very popular, you know.
Yeah.
So now his new way of staying in the papers is to interfere with Brexit.
He's basically given himself a 50-50 shot at it, hasn't he? You know what I mean? He's taking a punt here. Brexit might end up just falling apart and they end up staying in Europe and he goes, see, I told you.
And like you
that
said,
that was the power of my mind.
If Brexit goes on and all and it happens, he'll just turn around and go, ah.
Yes. But is it the Brexit you thought it was going to
this
be?
This isn't the real Brexit. The Brexit you were thinking of was the different Brexit. This is now a safe out of Europe Brexit. You fool. Never listened to me, did you? It's one of them. I think I'll start a cult. I think I'd be very good at
it. You should.
Yeah. Although then I couldn't handle the pressure. You know what I mean? These lads start cults because they want attention. They want to be loved.
You actually just want to be left alone.
I'll be there. Well, jeez, are you at the door again?
Yeah, UB40, red wine. Big 80s, number one, of course.
This is Jim. Telepathically trying to take me down. Like Uri Geller with Brexit. This is Jim sending me that sort of message as well. Look.
It was, of course, a UB40 weekend. They were in town. They were playing their gigs at the 3 Arena. BJ Geller was supposed to be there on Saturday night to witness it all and review it for the show, but he managed to blag his way out of it by forcing Ray Darcy to have him on his television
show.
Can
I just say thank you very much to Ray Darcy? Can I just say for having me on that particular night and thank him for not mentioning that he gave me two other nights to be...
Exactly. For not ratting you out, that you could have gone any time.
I don't know what you're talking about. Thank you very much, Ray. I had a wonderful evening and I didn't listen to any bad music. It was lovely, so it was. Thank you very much.
Anyway, Debs wants to know where she can send all the videos that she took at the show that night for you. She took loads of videos because she knew
you were
listening.
Oh, of the UB40 show?
Yeah.
I thought you meant of the Ray Darcy show. I was there going, sure, it's all on the player.
No. No, the UB40 gig that you missed, Debs wants to send you the stuff.
Please send them to Jim. Jim would love them. That's Jim...
By the way...
Jim
right?
McCabe.
In the weirdest twist
big
of
raging
events.
Bull at classichits.ie.
Weirdest twist of events. Because PJ managed to squirm his way out of the UB40 gig by forcing Ray Darcy to have him on his television show, we gave away the tickets that we'd gotten for PJ, and they were won by a lady called Yvonne, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was Yvonne's surname? Roach, wasn't it?
Yvonne Roach, yeah.
Right, who won them. And in the strangest twist, couldn't go to the gig.
Yeah, because she didn't want to go.
She did want to go.
She didn't. You were trying to force her to go as well.
Well, she claimed she had food poisoning.
So she couldn't go to the gig either. So who went? Her dad. Her dad went on there.
And her dad's friend.
And her dad's friend. Her dad's friend. Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, now I don't know.
Her dad and friend. The two of them went. And she and four. It's no wonder Yvonne stepped out of that
God.
One.
Yeah. So she actually, she feigned food poisoning. I'm sure it was legit, unlike you.
Yeah. Yvonne and her mother stayed at home and dad and the friend went out to watch UB40. So there you go. So well done to the dad for taking the hit for the daughter, who he obviously loves very much.
Somebody went to UB40 at least. The tickets weren't completely wasted. Yeah. That is kind of bizarre.
I love the way it's
you
the
got
da,
Elva, and
the
then the person
the
who won them got Elva.
Yeah, the dad took the hit for her, and the friend remains nameless because he's mortified. She's mortified. Doesn't want to be named. Wants to stay out of this whole shenanigan. There you go. Please. We all survived it, thankfully. We all live to fight another day.
Yeah. By the way, somebody wants to know when PJ is starting the wallpapering business.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you did see the Ray Darcy television show on Saturday night, you know there was a little challenge on because of PJ's new DIY series that's going to be happening in a few weeks' time. The big DIY challenge.
Big DIY challenge.
Which, of course, they're still looking for contestants for.
They are, actually, yeah. So if you're a DIYer and you think you've got a big project or a small project even coming up, you want to try and win 10 grand. If you're good enough, you think, to win 10 grand, you enter the show. rte.ie/lifestyle, and you'll find it in there.
Yeah.
And you can enter the show.
And can you enter via Woody's? Can you enter?
No.
No. It has to be just through the website.
Yeah, you can go into Woody's and ask them about it, and they'll tell you all the details of it and how to enter and all of that. But essentially, it'll end up on that that website, I think. Now, cool. I'm saying that someone from Woody's is going to ring in and say, Peter, we have the forms here.
Yeah.
But as far as I know.
That'll do. So anyway, yeah, there was a bit of a wallpapering challenge, which PJ won hands down, despite the fact that he claims he's no good at DIY. And in fairness,
now Ray didn't even get a piece of paper on the wall.
If you'd have seen the result, for PJ to have won it with his efforts was quite extraordinary. I mean, I don't think you'll be keen to wallpaper your own house, will you, after that experience?
I was actually going to lose my mind there. I was about to go, you're picking on me now again, are you? You're still picking on me, Jim, are you? But the truth is, he's dead right. Yeah, I wouldn't let myself near anything, honest to God. I'd wire a plug and someone else's house would blow up. Do you know that way? Yeah, so I think it's best left alone.
Right, and still, do we know a date?
I'm best doing the Uri Geller approach and
absolutely,
just thinking about someone else doing it.
That's the
you
way.
You know, and hoping that it works out well.
It'll work that way. Do we have a date for when that thing will hit the screens?
No, it'll be over the summer.
Over the summer.
No exact date as yet, yeah, so no. But we have to get them all done. So what if they don't finish the jobs?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to sort of work this out, I suppose. There's a bit of planning in it and everything. And for all we know, people like me are going to turn up to do the stuff. God, they might never be finished. Might be 3 years from now.
I hope that's the case. I hope it's like one of those X Factor, you know, Ireland's Got Talent things where, you know, you have to get through the dredge at the start. That would be amazing.
Oh my God, that would be great.
Wonky
it?
Shelves and doors hanging off by one hinge.
It actually would be great.
That would be fantastic. Yeah.
Fellas putting in giant cat flaps instead of hall doors.
Haircut 100, fantastic day. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 21 minutes to 9. Fantastic day to have a go at the breakfast table quiz. We've just been telling you about it. Nothing to beat on a Monday. First day to play, so it means you'll be top of the leaderboard. Set the bar for everybody else for the week. So 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. A fantastic stay at the Sneem Hotel for four. Dinner for the four of you, afternoon tea for the four of you, all part of the prize. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy having a bash.
If you fancy having a bash. Now, we mentioned it last week. You might be aware of this, you might remember that we were talking about there's a big auction coming up. It's in the Freemasons Hall on Molesworth Street on the 6th of April, right?
Right.
And there's on this auction, there's a 20 pence piece with 1985 on it, right? Yeah. One of the old 20 p's, the one with the horse on it that was kind of the goldy colour. Do you remember them?
Yep.
Of course, Jim, Japers Jim remembers them, of course he does, yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
So not the sovereigns now.
No, not the sovereigns. Not the doubloons.
Not, yeah. Not the 20 pieces of silver that we used to...
Yeah, yeah. Jim used to
get off the ships.
Yeah, not what Jim used to trade with chickens' beaks and all back in the day. But the old 20 pence piece, the goldy coloured one. Well, there's one being sold, just gave you the place in Freemasons Hall, all that. It's coming there. And of course, when people heard it was selling for 6,000 euros, well, the place went berserk. Everybody went berserk. And they all started looking in their houses. And White's auctioneers have been inundated with calls saying, I'm going to find a trade. They're all over them. I'm about to find a trade. What should be money? I've loads of them. 1985. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of the ones that was made after 1985, yeah. No. 1985. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. They started making them in 1985. Mine, I have one here. It's like 1988 or something. No.
I think it's worth money.
And that's the thing. And you can see why people would get excited.
How much should they give us for it? 20p.
Yeah, well, that's it. Unfortunately, it's worth very, very, very little. It has to be 1985.
Because isn't the story getting confused? Isn't the story that there was a sort of a sample batch or something? Or
this is it. This is why it has to be 19, and this is why it's worth so much money, right? So they made 50 of these coins, right? 50. That's all. And they were sent around to calibrate vending machines and phones, you know, public phones. There's people listening that have never heard of a public phone. But at the time when there used to be a phone box at the end of the road to calibrate them, they went out. Now, they're only aware of 10 in private hands at the moment. So this is why they're so valuable.
Yeah.
With 1985 written on them. It's not every coin made since 1985 that's worth the money. Yeah, you can see where it is a subtle difference. So if you're getting excited and you had one in the house and then you hear the story, I don't blame you for losing your mind and ringing. But White's auctioneers, they don't want to be taking any more of them calls. Make sure that it's 1985 that's on the coin. And if you have one, yeah, it is worth up to $6,000. But in one day, they said they received 100 calls.
Oh my God.
In one day, 100 calls. It's been non-stop. He says that people think they've hit the jackpot, especially when they find a handful of them.
Yeah.
You know, they think, oh my God, it's like winning the lotto. So they've been dealing with a lot of queries on it since they announced it. It's the eclectic collector's auction next month. And one day, 100 calls, and they sent scores of emails. Little time to deal with anything else, they said in the office, to be quite honest, since they said this. So people are I might ring them myself just to see what they say. Such as the amazing amount of interest, they said, and in the coin, and then goes, of course, on all the other things, yeah, whatever. It's people trying to sell their coins, basically, is what it is. So you can understand. I mean, you can imagine, like, my man, it'll be someone like that. You'd say there's $6,000 a coin, she'd be going, I'm sure we have one of them. And the poor one would be on her hands and knees.
Should we?
Opening presses.
Writing 1985 on the side of it.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely one there.
Get me a compass, I'll engrave it.
Definitely scrambling around the house. Scrambling. I'm telling you, your father had a bag of them. I know, but they weren't 1985. They were. Jeez, it must have been. I'd say if they were probably 1982. You know the way people remember things. So I'm telling you, I'd say it was even earlier than that. I think he had 20 pence in the 70s. I think he did. And you know something? I've got an English 20 pence somewhere in the house. Yeah, that's got to be worth money too.
Amazing, isn't it, the way people hang on to stuff and go and assume
that you anything, get carried
that,
away.
Anything that just gets a bit old is going to become, you know,
Worth money. Yeah, see, my ma's a bit of a hoarder anyway. Like, my ma has, and I'm not even joking, you know when you get the porridge, right?
Yeah.
And the scoops. She saves the scoops of the porridge, thinking that you never know. And you're like, you know, stuff, just because it's old doesn't mean it's worthless.
Yeah.
Her idea is like,
but there's always
I'm old. Am I worthless? No, you're not, but you're not a scoop for porridge, ma.
Yeah.
Or a 20 pence coin.
You're not made of plastic.
Yeah.
Or a Chinese factory.
Yeah, you're me ma.
That churns out millions.
You're me ma. You think nothing has value as far as you're concerned. You'd have me and the dog and everything thrown in the bin.
It's like when they think people keep things because you never know, that could come in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you've got 40 scoops.
When is a black and white telly from 1976 that you've been storing in the attic that
you'll
doesn't even
know.
Have a plug on it anymore?
You'll never know.
Oh, I'm telling you, there's people in the world to be glad of it.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the ball. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So it's a couple of nights at the Sneem Hotel, located in the Ring of Kerry, where romance is part of the scenery. Spectacular views of the Kerry Mountains and Kenmare Bay. The natural choice for a wedding venue in Kerry as well. The perfect setting for that special day you'll never forget. We've got a two-bed apartment for you to enjoy. It sleeps four with dinner for four on an evening of your choice. Afternoon tea for four as well thrown in. You can have it on their outdoor terrace if the weather permits, or in the tranquil atmosphere beside a roaring fire if not. So it's a pretty cool prize. Nothing to beat on a Monday as well.
Nothing to beat. So you get to set the standard for the rest of the week. And it's going to be Andrea Malloy in Kildare this morning. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, you guys.
How are you getting on?
Grand, grand.
How was your weekend? Were you chilled out or mad at it?
No, it was a very relaxed weekend.
Oh, good stuff, yeah. Sounds like you're still a bit relaxed. Not a bad way to start your day.
Yeah. So, listen.
No, well, it's been 10 in the morning, actually, but.
All right, oh, you're a bit flat out, are you?
Yeah, I was dropping himself off at work and then the kids off at work and then I have to head to the doctor now, so I'll be.
Oh, God.
I'm on a time crunch.
God, I couldn't have got that more wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Andrea.
You'd need a chilled out weekend to prepare yourself for that sort of a Monday.
I'm pretty chilled, so. All right. Sorry.
Well, listen, Andrea, let's hope it all goes well in these 60 seconds. 60 seconds to get as many as you possibly can. Nothing to beat, so you will be top of the leaderboard. But let's see if we can set a good standard for the week. You ready to go?
Yeah.
take a deep breath now. You need it more than you've had.
Right, here we go.
What were the names of the flower pot men?
Pass.
Bill and Ben. Do giant pandas hibernate?
No.
Tel Aviv is a city in what country?
Pass.
Israel. Is there such a thing as a snapping turtle?
Yes.
Complete this well-known saying, rain, rain, go away, come again another what?
Day.
According to the superstition, carrying what part of a rabbit's body is said to bring good luck?
Cooks.
Which TV comedy series starred Ricky Gervais as an office manager?
The Office.
Which city in New Zealand shares its name with a type of waterproof boot?
Timbrel, I don't know.
Wellington, which Portuguese city stands on the river Douro? Lisbon or Porto?
Porto.
In TV sport, what are the initials WWE standing for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah, which pop star's biography was entitled Moonwalk?
Pass.
Michael Jackson, which 1971 children's film with Angela Lansbury was involved in witchcraft? I'll give you another question.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, it was Phileas Fogg is the hero of which Jules Verne novel?
Say that again.
Phileas Fogg is a hero of what Jules Verne novel?
I don't know.
It was Around the World in 80 Days. I'll give you one more. In the game of badminton, what is passed between two players?
A shuttlecock.
Yeah, that's the job. Jeepers. Talk about Angela Lansbury got me a nuts.
Can we please?
Oh my God. You know that's going to be the clip. You know that's going to be like the promo for the whole day. You know that on my mistake. I actually couldn't. I got stuck on the word going along.
It was like a bloke.
Joe
reminded me of.
Oh my God.
It reminded me of the time I tried to speak Irish.
Oh my God! Andrea, I'm so sorry.
It sounded like a bloke having a breakdown in Russian.
Oh my God, Andrea, I'm so sorry. I was terrible. I don't know what happened to me. I got the word stuck in my face and I couldn't spit it out.
That was amazing. That's the most entertaining part of the show so far. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers, Andrea. Well done.
Thank you.
Not too well bad done. At all.
I'm sorry if I added stress to an already more stressful day. Oh my God.
Yeah, in future on the Breakfast Table Quiz, first you have to translate the question.
Yeah.
Then you have to answer it.
So, Andrea, I'd like to say thank you. You for having
me. Thanks very much. Have a great day,
Andrea.
Thanks, Andrea.
Take care.
Sorry about that.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
First to stay to me.
Andrea Malloy in Kildare. Yes. Answering 8 correct questions.
It's
there.
Like I was trying to ask her out or something, wasn't it? I got all tied up.
It was the weirdest.
I was just wondering if you'd like to go to the store. Oh, yes, you. I think about a drink or something.
I can't wait to hear that back. Oh, I remember this. Angela, with witchcraft. Angela, witchcraft. 7 children.
Oh, dear God.
Fantastic.
Why am I the one left asking the questions? I mean,
because you're so good at it.
There's a perfectly responsible adult right here.
No, there's not. You're so good at it. That's the.
Oh, dear,
you're natural.
Dear.
Anyway, if you reckon that you could translate the questions and answer them in 60 seconds.
Just give us a shout on 0871.
James, sit down here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 24 minutes to 10 o'clock on this Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning, folks, and waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Appreciate that. Please do tell a friend. Always a good thing. The more, the merrier.
Always a good thing, yeah. The more you spread it around, the better and bigger it gets for all of us, I guess.
And if you need an incentive for a friend, you know, if you're thinking about telling a friend about the show and you're trying to think, well, how, you know, what could you possibly use to say should listen for this reason?
Here we go now.
I mean, where else, what other sort of radio show could possibly give you such eloquence as this.
In which 1971 children's film with Angela Lansbury was she involved in witchcraft? I'll give you another question.
I mean, it literally is. It's just,
oh,
it's,
for God's
it's
sake.
What the English language was created for, this bit.
Was she involved in witchcraft? I'll give you another question. What in the name of lost in your own head was I on about? Who knows?
Who knows? And Magic Mike then tried to, tried to see whether or not maybe he could decipher it by slowing it down a little bit.
Oh. Which 1971 children's film with Angela Lansbury was she involved in witchcraft? I'll give you another question.
No joy from slowing it down. So then he decided, well, maybe you need to elevate yourself to the speed at which PJ's brain works. You need to actually go up a gear.
In which 1971 children's film with Angela Lansbury was she involved in witchcraft? I'll give you another question.
The gift keeps on giving.
I know, it's just, there you go. So like Jim said, if you want to listen to any old show, go ahead.
Yeah, but
if you
want
to listen to a show where 50% of the people on it don't know what the hell they're doing, then you're in the right place.
I mean, where literally one of the presenters can suddenly start speaking in tongues. They can be possessed by the Holy Ghost in the middle of the show.
I was telling you, I was in the middle of that and Jesus appeared right in front of me. He says, "How are you, Paige? Do you want a cup of coffee?" I said, "I'm just in the middle of something." And that's what happened. That's why I started speaking in tongues.
Absolutely.
Dear God, that's so bad.
I just love that bit there. That's my favourite bit, though.
Was she involved in witchcraft? It's the bit of when I give up on myself. You can actually hear the moment I give up myself. I'll give you another question. Well, you know when you just... You've battled
the resignation,
so hard.
The resignation settles in. Yeah,
you suddenly realise there's no way out. You've made an idiot of yourself. You've talked yourself into circles and there's no way out and that's it. So you're just going to go...
Somebody has texted in to say there's absolutely no difference between the fast one and PJ's normal voice.
Fantastic.
Shay, just to prove, PJ, that there's always one, managed to get the right answer to that question. Bedknobs and broomsticks.
I'm only thinking now, an hour later. I never gave the answer. Bedknobs and broomsticks was the answer.
Well done, Shay. Oh, translator.